the most intense period of Saturn retrograde's return to Pisces will be between September 1st to November 27th. The second half of Saturn's return to Pisces, while Saturn is direct, from November 27th to February 16th will be a lot easier. In general, the time period from September to February will be us finding clarity on what we are actually building and what we have successfully built in the Pisces area of our birth chart since March of 2023. Saturn is known as the great teacher or the architect of time because he's the planet of responsibilities, changes, challenges, maturity, discipline, resilience, endurance, and strength. But in Pisces, he adopts a more watery form, which is why I like to say he's like a mystical architect, because he's basically helping us find strength, power, and healing through transitional moments. Pisces is also the last sign of the zodiac, and transit-wise, she represents things like endings, closures, healing, and relief. So with Saturn completing a 30-year cycle from Aries all the way to Pisces, and giving us that brief summer stint into Aries from May of this year to September of this year, it was kind of letting us know, hey, look at the bold new beginnings that you could have in this area. But now, with his retrograde back into Pisces, he's saying, before we start that though, there's some more healing we need to do, or there's some more changes that we need to make. I like to say there's some more like loose strings that we have to tie up before we can kiss this story goodbye. This interpretation is slightly different than how each individual person is feeling this transit from Saturn just in these houses of Pisces and Aries, and from those experiencing their Saturn return in Pisces or their Saturn return in Aries. Saturn returns are its own thing. I've made videos about that. Let me know in the comments if you want me to make more videos about this. I'm talking more just what Saturn's return to Pisces means in general. And that's basically that there are still some remaining lessons or actions that are still needed in the Pisces area of a birth chart. Losses, grief, endings, breakups, and various other major life events are going to surface during this time frame, not to twist the knife, but just to encourage some needed or necessary healing before we can keep going. Saturn is all about structure and the foundation of something, right? So think of this as we're kind of tending to the invisible scaffolding of our lives, or like looking for any foundational cracks in our foundation. So obviously how this is going to show up is going to be subjective based off of what house Pisces is in for you in your birth chart and what placements you have there, but everyone in general is going to be feeling Piscean themes. So healing, relief, closures, endings, prioritizing commitment, Saturn rather than escapism, Pisces, and basically just setting more or just healthier boundaries for ourselves and routines for ourselves, and just becoming healthier, grounded, more spiritually aligned versions of ourselves.